A series of councillor motions linked to similar themes of transparency in public meetings was met with discussion, disagreement and ultimately a path forward during the Victoria Council meeting September 11. The successful motion pitched by Count Jeremy Caradona will see city legal staff investigate and report back on the jurisdiction and viability of creating a Victoria-based registry of lobbyists or advocating to the province to expand existing similar provincial legislation. The problem, Caradona noted with several others echoing the sentiment around the table, is that everyone comes to council lobbying for something, whether it's pickleball players or land developers. Everyone has interests. Count Stephen Hammond opposed. It was a precursor to Count Marg Gardiner's motion to create something like a sensitive donations and meetings policy that would have council members disclose all campaign donations and their sources, recusing themselves from any discussion where anyone on that list might benefit, and report all meetings with a developer, realtor, consultant or lobbyist. Public trust must remain paramount, she said, noting residents have raised concerns about the independence of council on land use, particularly in the realm of development. What constitutes a lobbyist? Caradona asked, noting it's a worthwhile topic to investigate, referencing his earlier motion. We need some kind of objective definition of what constitutes a lobbyist. He was among those who questioned how an elected official or candidate might know the financial interests of all donors. In the 2022 municipal election, he said of maybe 100 donors, 75 were folks he didn't know. I'm not in a position as a candidate to know the intents of the people who donate to my campaign, he said. I don't know the inner thoughts of donors. Caradona made the successful motion to refer the matter until after a report comes back from staff on a potential registry. Transparency remained a theme as Gardiner sought to have the mayor require all speakers at public meetings to disclose membership, affiliation, association with organized stakeholders or special interest groups. Gardiner specifically suggested groups such as developers, developer associations and third-party sponsors. Residents and businesses deserve to know when organized groups are attempting to influence public policy and council decisions, Gardiner said. People are there for different reasons, and it would be very useful if people declared. Currently, the mayor asks speakers to identify where they live, or their association with a specific project. Count Matt Dell suggested he might support the motion if it was less focused on housing. We want a culture of inclusivity. It smacked of bias, agreed Count Dave Thompson, noting it speaks to one subject, and leaves out subjects such as economic development, bike lanes or parking. This is clearly biased in favor of achieving a particular policy outcome, he said. That motion carried with Count Krista Lawton, Thompson and Dell opposed. Count Susan Kim was absent.